Because God says that there are some jobs that he's not supposed to do the job. It's the same enemy who did it. They were supposed to bring you out from where they placed your life. May God cause the enemies to pick you from where they have placed you. In the name of Jesus. Shout Jesus. So God says, it's not everything I'm supposed to come in. I will instruct the same enemy who caused the mess to come and rectify the mess. Shout Jesus. The same thing happened in the book of John chapter 11 about Lazarus. Jesus speaks and says, Lazarus, come out. Lazarus comes out, but the Bible says he was bound. Grave cloth bound. I thought Jesus Christ was going to say, clothes out. Jesus said, hey, loose him and let him go. It means the same people who tied him, let the same people loose him. The same people who have tied your blessings, they're about to lose it right now. Oh my God. They're about to lose it right now. They're about to lose it right now. Someone shall loose. Shall loose. Now sit down. Sit down. Sit down. My last 2 minutes and I'm done. My last two minutes. It's very strange to only preach about Old Testament. That in apostolic move and also prophetic move, you don't bring it into the New Testament. So we are speaking about Joseph. They tried to kill him, but God brought him out. But it will not be complete, not until we see Jesus in this picture. How do we see Jesus in this picture? The Bible says, after they sold him out into Egypt, and mind you, Egypt was his breakthrough, right? Yes. Right? Yes. The brothers said, let us take now his garments and let's kill a sheep, a goat, and use the blood of the goat in the garments, so that we'll go and show our father that the boy is dead. So they were able to sell him because a sheep was killed. Somebody, the Lord told me to tell you, a sheep was killed on Mount Calvary in a place called Golgotha. And the blood of the sheep has been used on your garment so that it can sift you to your place of your destiny. So the sheep they were killing there was a reflection of Jesus Christ to come in a place called Golgotha or Mount Calvary. And the blood of the sheep was used on my garment so that I can be able to move to my place of power. Is there anybody here that you believe that a sheep was killed for you? I said the sheep was killed for you. The name of the sheep is called Jesus Christ. I said the name of the sheep is called Jesus Christ. He says, behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sins of the earth. So while they were killing the sheep, they were killing my Savior so that I can get to my next level, because a sheep has been killed. Be on your feet. So it means on your way of coming out of the pit, a sheep needs to be killed. But the good news is that the sheep has already been killed for you. They prepared an altar in a place called Golgotha on Mount Calvary, and they killed a sheep. And when they killed the sheep, they used his blood. And right now, you have access to that blood. That you can pick it and touch your garment. And say, my garment, let it be changed so that I can get to my promise. You are moving from your pit to your promise. From today, no more pit life. I said, no more pit life. No more pit life. No more, no, no more pit life. And listen to me. Whilst you move from the Christocentric in life, spiritually, before you can come out of your pit, you need to kill something. And I want to ask you one question. What are you willing to kill? And anything you kill, blood comes out. And anytime blood comes out of something, there is covenant. Jesus. Oh my God. Jesus. This week, is going to be a heavy week. Just lift up your right hand. We are about to pray. I gave you 10 examples of pit life. The first prayer is that we are about to come out of satanic pits. Any pit that they have placed you in, you are about to come out. They can put you into a pit of sickness. Open your eyes and listen to me. I was ministering in New York, and I went to one man. When I went to the one man, I said to him, the Lord said to me that he is delivering Daniel. So I asked the man who's called Daniel. He said, his best friend at the workplace. I said, your best friend, if he's called Daniel, then the Lord said, your best friend has cancer. I asked him, do you know? He said, I don't know. I said, call your best friend and ask him. So this man by the name of Harris called the best friend and said, Daniel, somebody told me to ask you one question. Are you sick? Do you have cancer? He said, the friend dropped the phone. 30 minutes time, he called back. He said, answer me. He said, he's been diagnosed of cancer, stage 4. And even the wife doesn't know about it. He's fighting it alone so that he can die. He doesn't want to bother anybody. So the Daniel asked this man, Harris, at Bishop Jordan's church. He says, how did you know? Who told you? He said, one prophet from Africa came to our church and he called your name and he said you have cancer and he said God is going to heal you. He said, he asked him, what did he say? He said, you have cancer and God is going to heal you. And I gave instructions on what the guy would do. Did the instruction. After 1 month, the guy Daniel went back to the hospital. They checked again. Doctors told him, no more chemotherapy. Oh, I can't hear somebody. The God of miracles. Listen, this week, more than these miracles will happen here. Your amen was weak. I said your hallelujah was weak. I said this week is a week of miracles. It's the week of signs and wonders. Lift up your hand. This is your first prayer. You are telling God right now that any power of the enemy that has put you in a pit, by fire you are coming out. Yes. Say after me, say Lord Jesus. Say Lord Jesus. I can't hear you. Say Lord Jesus. Listen to me. That's what we do in Africa. So you have to follow me on the control. I'm bringing Africa to New Orleans. Hallelujah. Say Lord Jesus. Right now. By your power, by your anointing, any satanic pits, that I find myself in, I come in out. I am out now. As I pray, as I clap my hands, I'm coming out. Somebody clap your hands and pray. Kantala bala bala baya, ye kantala bala bala baya. Ya kandara bala bala bala, ye kayandara bala 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 bala, ye kayandara bala bala. Somebody pray, you are coming out, you are coming out. Ye kayandelebo, yandara bala bala, yandelebo shayandaya, ye kayandara bala bala, ya kayandelebo shayaba, ya kayandara bala bala, yandara bala bala bala, ya kayabala bala bala. Ye kantala balaba, ye kayandelebo shayaba, ye kayandara balaba, yantelebo kayaba, yanteleba yaba, ye kayaba yaba baba, ye kandara balaba, ye kantelebo, yantala balaba, yantala balaba balaba, ye ketelebe. Jantelebelebe, Jakaya Bayaba, Leketelebayane, Yandelebo Shandalaba, in the name of, 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 lift up your hands, Jesus, Pantanabo Shataya, hey, Jesus. Now listen to me. Open your eyes. Listen. This is our last but one prayer.